Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves are home Saturday at 7 for an American Girl Night giveaway and Sunday at 3 for Superhero Day. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs and White Sox will face off in Mesa this afternoon. Manager Joe Maddon says the biggest challenge for the Cubs this spring, getting back into a baseball mind frame after a short offseason.
I mean, yeah, it's such a fast winter, man. It's fast and furious. Like sitting in a dugout yesterday, kind of awkward because you played late, but still you go through that spring training moment where you got to get your mind working in a method that you normally utilize.
Meanwhile, Cubs slugger Kyle Schwarber will bat leadoff today, and he talked this morning about how he'll make that adjustment.
Whatever it is, I just want to be on there for those big dogs, and it might be a little bit of a challenge, and but I think it's going to be altogether pretty fun today.
So Brett Anderson will start for the Cubs, Lucas Giolito for the White Sox. First pitch from Sloan today at 2:05. Yoan Moncada will make his first start of the spring. He'll play second base. Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane, both with a goal and an assist in last night's 4-2 win over St. Louis, their 16th and 24th goals on the year, respectively. Toews named the NHL's second star of the week. Hawks now sit 1 point behind Minnesota in the Central Division. They host Pittsburgh on Wednesday. Today, the team reassigned goalie Lars Johansson to Rockford. Bulls will be looking to win their fifth straight when they host Denver tomorrow night. Michael Carter-Williams and Paul Zipser already ruled out for that one. Joakim Noah set to undergo season-ending knee surgery, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. And NFL.com's Ian Rappaport says the Bears are not expected to franchise Alshon Jeffrey in 2017. If that's the case and he doesn't agree to a deal with the Bears, he'll be a free agent on March 9th. And finally, former Bears coach Mark Trussman is headed back to the CFL. He's going to take over at the helm for the Toronto Argonauts. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Woodfield Nissan. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com. And are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
I've said what I had to say. It is what it is.
Julie, thank you. Julie DeCaro had our updates today. Appreciate that. Today, we talked to Dave Koechner from the
the Chicago-based sitcom Superior Donuts. Also talked to Doug Gottlieb about college basketball and his sports minutes.
Has David Koechner had any more kids since we talked to him last? Doesn't he have like five children?
I think he's simmered down.
Crazy Philip Rivers activity.
Didn't bring it up.
And he does wear a bolo every once in a while too. So a little combos there. Al Jean is going to be on the show. You know who Al Jean is?
From The Simpsons?
Yes.
I'm so excited. Oh,
why is he coming on?
I thought it was the Bears corner.
He's a riot. Al Jean. I listened to him. I've got the Simpsons first season on DVD, and he does all the commentaries.
He does?
He's great.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's going to be on because Homer at the Bat, the baseball episode of Homer at the Bat, is getting on.
Yeah, it's the 25th anniversary, so they're putting it's a little ceremony in Cooperstown. Homer is getting inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
What a great bit.
So he's making the rounds. And
I'm envious that you have him on. I really am.
I grew up on The Simpsons, so I'm very excited.
And the other baseball one, Burns, you remember, what was it 4 years ago, something like the Moneyball episode?
Yeah, that's where they, Lisa we make was, baseball as much fun as doing your taxes as the Bill James one. Yeah.
Lisa was the numbers wonk manager, and Bart was the player going by feel.
Yeah,
I watched Homer at the Bat over the weekend on YouTube.
Does it hold up?
No, of course. But I mean, it was made in 1992, but the cameos are funny. It's, you know, joking with Ken Griffey Jr. about...
And he gets gigantism from the elixir, right?
Yeah, the drink that he takes, and Strawberry replaces Homer out there, and Canseco's in it, Socia. It's
Boggs,
pretty good.
Too, Boggs.
Yep, Wade Boggs, and there's a drinking reference to Boggs, so yeah. That's it.
Wow, so even then.
Yeah.
Oh, and remember, Mattingly has to keep cutting his sideburns?
Yeah, but exactly, but there are no sideburns. Mr. Burns is mad about it.
Did you guys hear, as we talked to Burnsy and Goff, we talked to Tim Raines the other day, Danny asked him what was the most number of beers he's ever seen Wade Boggs take down in 18 holes.
Because he said he used to golf with him because he was going to the golf show, and he said he no problem saw him take down 24 beers in 18 holes of golf, and he wouldn't affect him, and then he'd drive home.
Not even golf.
He didn't say drive
home.
Yeah,
he said he would leave the course. Like he's made it seem like he would do that. I might have just slandered Wade Boggs.
That's fine.
Wouldn't be the first.
Yeah, he said 24.
You're not even golfing. Beer. Like you, all you're doing is drinking. If
you're drinking and walking and hitting something with a stick.
Yeah. Right?
Well, the legend was that he would get on those cross country
flights. A little bit less
than
a beer and a half a hole.
And the bus rides even.
How do you do that?
Bus rides to and from
the
airport.
You don't have time to golf.
No. Yeah.
I'm busy.
Right.
I got a drink.
You're urinating every fourth hole.
That's the thing. For me. If you're that determined, you're still using, it's still beer?
Maybe he had the double barrel beer helmet going.
He said that
while he was playing, so he could just drink from it while he's going.
He said he never would stop and go to the bathroom. That he just was.
By the way, where is the double barrel beer helmet? Can we bring that back, please, with the hoses?
I never felt the need for it.
I like the conversation you had about breaking chairs. I assume somebody brought up Super Bowl 30.
No. Now it's time for Dan to tell the story.
Okay. First on the
settle in, kids.
Dan
takes the fun out of breaking furniture.
Oh no, this is fun. It was almost deadly. Then first on
that's right
on the plane.
Now I remember
on the plane.
Oh, do not besmirch the memory, my
look,
friend.
It's a great memory for us.
Although he's alive,
it almost killed Terry. Terry also alive, as far as we know. But Jiggins broke an airplane seat so spectacularly that a giant steel bolt flew right past Terry's head.
Oh my God.
It would have gone through his eye, like, could have killed him, like an exploding chair. And then, like, there's metal twisted.
It's pressurized and it launched at him.
Right in his head. It almost killed him. It could have depressurized the plane. And then there was a theater seat. There was a presentation. It was like Howie Long was doing a thing for Broken Arrow, I want to say it was.
Yeah.
And went right through a theater seat.
Oh my God.
Like bang, again, crack. It was spectacular.
There's no way to play that off as if it's not the fault of your largesse. Right. There's just no way to pretend
defective. It's
anything.
I always get the defective one.
Right. Yeah.
Oh God. You're talking about large human beings who are
thinking of a chair. No, there's just no way to do it. I mean,
as a show, we've broken five chairs, three by Spiegel and one each by Rick and Jay.
Five of chairs.
There it is. Yeah.
All right.
This is a chair.
We got our show stats out there.
The I'm Fat podcast.
Yeah. Yes, that was
ringing up numbers.
That was discussed. Did you know that catsup is it's ketchup? It's just spelled differently.
Yes.
Okay, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, he pronounced it. Somebody texted in catsup and he said it catsup. He said it.
Yeah, read the book Salt by.
Terrific.
It's a history book. It was basically a world history book all about
commerce.
All about international commerce, going back to when salt cod was currency. I want to say Mark Kurlansky is the writer. I think it won the James Beard Award too. And there's they talk about the evolution of ketchup, catsup, where the word comes from. I want to say, is it an Indonesian
word
or something? I thought it had like English roots.
There's it started with just the idea of a condiment. And some I think Malcolm Gladwell has written about ketchup.
I brought it up from Blank.
About how Heinz won.
They nailed it.
Right. There's like 1,000 different mustards, but there is a definitive ketchup.
Tis true.
And I had read that and remembered it when you referenced it. I did not know about the pronunciation.
One of the few things I won't go generic on.
Me, I am brand loyal. Yep.
Toilet paper, ketchup, condoms. Obviously.
All one used together. All used at exactly the same time.
Two out of three is not bad.
Let's get it.
It's a tough lesson to learn. Right.
Obviously, the third one hadn't been used in a while by the kids. But, ketchup is it. My father introduced my sister and I to ketchup, and we still haven't broken that bug. Even when I try to go no sugar, you know, every once in a while, and you think about how much sugar's in ketchup, it's like but it's so damn tasty.
It's delicious.
So
delicious.
Yeah, our house is so damn.
How do you have fries without ketchup?
Ketchup.
My lady goes naked fries all the time. She does not use ketchup. She hates ketchup.
I generally do too.
It puts the fry to the test, though. You better have some damn good fries.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah, well, that's what ketchup is used to mask the quality of things our whole lives.
Like those ass Burger King fries. You can,
Didn't they upgrade the fries? Didn't they change
the fries? They tried to. They made them worse. They put the rice flour
the bumpy,
on them.
They had the bumpy fries.
Yeah, there's not one thing Burger King does better than the other ones.
But I will tell you, there are a few better pleasures in life than the Gene and Georgetti onion strings. With a little bit of Heinz ketchup on the side, and that is you almost don't need the steak after. I mean, the $50 steak is wonderful. The prime
Speaking
wedding
of steaks. I heard you guys talking about temperatures and how certain people like their steaks.
Because that's how it came up. The story got leaked about Trump that he orders his steak well done.
He's Wonstadt,
and then with ketchup.
That's Dave Wonstadt. Oh, Bergie, I could bring that thing out well done and a bunch of ketchup.
Yeah,
Dave.
For a long time, that it was deemed, you're not only your status but your education level on how you ate steaks, and then you realize a lot of the people didn't have the same quality of meat all the time.
So. Oh, right.
You better cook it like crazy. Where you are.
Yeah.
So cook it all to make sure.
I don't think Donald Trump had that issue.
That's the thing. Of course, I've been yelled. I can't tell you how many times
I don't think Donald was in Bed-Stuy, walking around looking for a well done steak because he couldn't get some good meat. What I mean?
I've been yelled at by more than one professional basketball player for why are you eating all that blood? You cook that thing.
Still walking.
Right, what is wrong with you? That's not good for you. You're going to get sick. You can't eat that. Come on now. I'm like, this is how I eat it. It's just a piece of prime rib.
Same reason. Pork was looked at for a long time the way it was.
Well, that was legit for everybody. That wasn't really a cultural thing because of the trichinosis. And now you can have medium rare pork now, but there was a time where you couldn't trust a piece of pork because of the little trichinoworms that would get in your muscles.
That's unfortunate.
Quick Jason Hayward point, as I heard most of your discussion.
Yeah.
As I understand it, in talking to people at the time when they were doing their due diligence, their mistake was not a lack of awareness of the problem. Their mistake was overconfidence in their ability to fix it quickly.
Well, because they knew that with people.
Yeah, though they knew.
They knew the book was out?
Oh, yeah. No, there was no secret as to what was wrong, but they thought, okay, we got this. That they met, they're hitting people, they talked, what do we don't know? What do we need to learn? They figured.
Really?
That's a hell of a gamble.
But not much.
$180 million.
Not much changed between what his approach was in 15 and 16. So when did they think they were going to do that?
They tried in spring training with a couple things. They tried during the season, and then they gave up because they realized it was a much bigger fix than they anticipated. Yeah. They underestimated how long it would take to do because they thought this guy's incredible makeup, right? Phenomenal baseball character.
And the times that it happened in Atlanta, they were only 2 and 3 week stretches. So once those 2 and 3 weeks turn into 7, 8, 9 weeks, you're like, all right, something else is going on here. And that's why when we talked about it last year, I thought it was, how many times did I get back to, is he hurt? Like, what's going on here? Right. And everybody said there's nothing wrong with his wrist, even though there was a wrist issue early on in the season.
Yeah.
You don't know what he was compensating for. And then you know, muscle memory sets in and you're not bringing the bat through the zone the way you're supposed to.
There's a million little things you can look at in the mechanics of it, and obviously he's working on that. I always think about him getting hit in the face because I feel like I see him tense up before he swings. Just like there's a moment of tension, like he's just thinking about it, that extra little flinch. And I don't know if he is. I don't know if he's talked about it. That's something for the mental skills coordinator. You guys remember when Paul Konerko was hitting 399? He was hitting 399, and then he got hit in the face, and I think he hit like 210 the rest of the way, something like that. I mean, this is—it's a real
human
thing.
Human beings. Yep.
Oh man,
a projectile hits you in the face.
And your job is to step into the projectile.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Not to mention physically, if your vision has been, you know.
Yeah, because his vision was screwed up for a while. Mm-hmm. Like there were lingering effects there. That's why it always amazed me. Like Giancarlo Stanton can come back, you know, from that kind of stuff.
Watch him again.
Didn't Dave
this
Parker have that too? Dave Parker was one of the first guys I remember wearing the guard, a face shield. Mm-hmm.
Maybe so.
And of course, famously Kirby Puckett in his career.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the
everybody knows too that Hayward, given the chance, and I think you used the term long leash because he's going to be such a positive defensively and on the base paths, and in the clubhouse that lengthens the leash. But this is they're obviously sending positive vibes right now. But ultimately, if you're either he's making contact where they want him to with his weight, where they want it to be, or he's not.
You guys surprised by the Alshon decision, if this indeed is the truth?
No.
You didn't think they were going to?
I'm surprised that they create another hole unnecessarily so with the money that they have.
That's the thing.
Because if you franchise him one more year for $17 million with the amount of cap money that you have, unless you're going hog wild in free agency.
Maybe they are.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
You think so?
Well, broad based.
You have to spend.
I think they're going to be secondary and tertiary market, you know, spenders. I don't think they're going to be first wave of free agency.
I mean, I got to do the math on it.
Multiple guys, volume
of guys.
Yeah. it's got to be a lot.
But who though? At what positions?
There's a lot of corners.
We're not. Yeah, you're okay. Well,
no, you're not.
No.
The corner from Houston. Is it Bouye? AJ Bouye? It's not going to happen.
He's first wave.
That's a big ticket item. That's first.
They have. He's first wave now.
He's young. He's young enough.
What I'm saying is there are corners available.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
There's so many in the draft.
But you've just created another hole for yourself. Unnecessarily so. I'm not the biggest Alshon Jeffrey fan. I think I value him correctly.
I would have bought myself another year.
Yeah, what you do now is you not only, if you bring in a new quarterback, not have a target to throw to, you know, you don't know what Kevin White is. And we talked about it at the auto show. You're creating another hole.
I give him credit for it, man. They have $75 million in cap space once if they get rid of Cutler, 59 or something without getting rid of him. It's $17 million to franchise tag him. He's clearly not worth $17 million, right? He's very clearly not earned the right to be the highest paid receiver in football next year. But they can afford it, and bad teams make Band-Aid moves in the NFL all the time. You're better with him, and these guys are, you would think, coaching for their jobs.
Yeah, but it's a classic John Fox situation of a guy he just doesn't trust. I think he'd rather have a lesser player he feels better about.
He's more available.
It's sort of been his track record so far, right or wrong.
Well, that tells you that his seat isn't as hot as we've reported it to be.
And Ryan Pace certainly isn't.
If they're locked and loaded.
As long as the fans in the South parking lot are telling George everything's fine, that's what it's informs.
I mean, you got what, four or five positional holes that you have to fill, that you have to hit on for this team to even be watchable, and that all has to happen in one off season. You know, say you hit on two or three draft picks, you're gonna tell me you're gonna go out and sign four guys that are gonna hit scheme specific at that, and at that position. There are no other wide receivers in his category, in his
realm. That's why he's going to get paid.
Yeah, he's going to be a Colt or something like that and go get money. Or if he wants to go to better weather and go to Nashville.
He does. Mm-hmm. The other question, though, is Cam Meredith a good receiver, or is he the product of being the guy who just was left? Yeah. The guy who was available and therefore was able to accrue numbers.
You push your roster down. We're gonna fall into this trick bag of thinking guys are better than they are, and you're not pushing those guys down.
Would you go for Terrell Pryor at age 28, who is figuring out how to be a wide receiver and is still an unbelievable athlete?
I worry that all that got done in a contract year.
Yep. You know,
I worry that there's some, you know, he's a good player, but again, on a Cleveland team,
not a bad team,
where you're behind and you're throwing all the time. Like, I want to see the guys who get numbers while the score is tied or you're up one score. Those are the guys that make plays and separate themselves. And is Terrell Pryor one of those guys? He'll get paid.
The problem I have with receivers is I always love their highlights. You know, when you see the draft packages and when you see guys looked at, everybody's highlights look great. But unless you're looking at all 22s and really seeing when the play's not called for him, is he finishing his route? Is he blocking downfield? Is he making mistakes? That, you know, unless you actually dig in and see every game, it's so hard to know, because, you know, all these guys look spectacular from what we see on TV.
Hey, so great night at St. Giles the other night doing sports trivia. I was ashamed I didn't know this one. Number one overall in basketball and football from the same school in the same year.
Utah.
Yep.
Bogan and Smith.
Look at that. Damn you, wow. Jason Goff should have had you on the team. For some reason, Tim Couch in 1999 popped into my head. And then I'm thinking, like, Jamal Mashburn. Yeah,
who would that be? Yeah.
Is it Mashburn, Antoine Tim Walker? Couch. Another?
Damn.
No, but you're right. It's Alex Smith, Andrew Bogut.
Both bums.
Yeah.
Both bums.
No question.
You both of them.
Bogut's got, is Bogut in
not
Cleveland
as much
yet?
As me.
Really?
Is Bogut in Cleveland
I had to watch
yet?
Every game the last 4 years.
They're signing everybody.
Getting playmakers. Me?
D. Will?
LeBron needs his riders.
Darren Williams, that's right. That team without LeBron is just trash.
As is every team without LeBron.
Yeah, yeah. That,
you know, LeBron is the perfect drug, because he gets you to make the team to his liking. And if he's not there, then it's to nobody's liking.
I don't like it now.
Right. You don't have many 6'9 point guards who can draw double teams and dribble and rebound, do all the things he can do. But, you know, hey, Denzel Valentine looked good.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah,
last two games. Look at him.
He was aggressive.
Look at
everybody.
He looks good. You know, it's like you're complaining about a bad relationship over and over again. Be like, hey, we had a good lunch, though.
Makeup sex was good.
Right, exactly.
I remember that once every 3 weeks, Doug would score 20.
Right,
I remember
exactly,
that.
Exactly. No, there's a lot of things weekend.
Did you see Doug was talking about the Westbrook dunk over DeMarcus Cousins to give him 41 and a triple-double and a win? And Doug's like, yeah, that was amazing. I'm glad I'm on his team.
He's going to enjoy it. He's going to enjoy it.
I'm glad I'm on his team. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are.
What do you guys have coming up?
Well, you know, guests and things. I took part in a sporting event that I've never really taken part in this weekend. So
I can imagine what that would be.
Talk about that a little bit. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
I know what you did.
Yeah.
I think I know.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, the Oscars last night. All the ridiculousness that came with that. Shout out to Gary from Chicago.
Have you found him?
No. We don't all know each other, Danny.
No, that's not.
I'm messing with you, brother.
I saw Jay tweet out.
It's Jason's Twitter
right
post.
Into that. I'm messing with you, brother. At the next meeting, you can
oh,
find
no doubt. Yeah. You come to the next meeting. You're still new enough.
The Congressional Black Caucus, also friends of yours.
Exactly.
I'm on the phone for you. Danny's theory on this.
Call Frederick Douglass, too.
Danny's theory is that he's holed up in a hotel room in L.A. because he's going to be on Kimmel tonight.
Kimmel's paid him for exclusivity is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's his guess.
He'll hang out for a little bit.
Smart.
Kimmel was really good.
Really good.
He's shockingly good.
He's so at ease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's so comfortable in his own skin.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and the
dropped a lot of it.
And the fake feud with Matt Damon's great.
Yeah. Nice running bit there.
The thing where he's breaking down, we bought a zoo.
That was amazing.
That was the peak, you know, Damon thing for sure.
Yeah. Oh, did you watch Hell or High Water?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah. It's the truth, right?
Yeah. What?
You didn't like it?
No.
Really?
Yeah,
I've seen lots of better westerns and better caper films.
No, but this year, dude. This year. You've seen a lot better movies than that?
I haven't seen Moonlight yet. I liked Arrival better than that. Yeah, I liked a lot of stuff better than that. I didn't like Hell or High Water.
I did. I enjoyed it. And the final scene, I mean, come on, you got two cowboys talking about how they're going to get each other at the end. I mean, that's pretty damn good stuff.
Yeah, but also obliquely, the way they're
doing
it.
None of that for me.
No,
how I processed it just now. You about to take it to a meta place that I cannot go with.
Has any actor ever taken a sip of a long neck beer bottle as interestingly as he does? One of the great actors.
Dom Toretto in Fast and the Furious out of the Corona?
This is my Hawk Harrelson acting observation here.
He's the best sipper of beer.
Few people can make love to a long neck like he can, like Jeff Bridges.
The movie's no longer fun.
Bernstein and Goff next on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The case can be argued that there's never been a downfall in sports like that of Leicester City and manager Claudio Ranieri. Last May, they were the toast of the entire sports world when, as a 5,000-to-1 shot, Leicester City won the Premier League soccer title, an upset comparable to the U.S. hockey team in Lake Placid. Perhaps even more unlikely than that. Now, two-thirds of the way into this season, Leicester City is in the so-called danger zone, 18th among 20 teams in the Premier League, and facing the possibility of being one of the three teams relegated to the lower-level Champions Division next season. Thursday, Ranieri was fired. This is roughly the equivalent of Joe Maddon being fired this coming August, with the Cubs facing the possibility of being relegated to AAA in 2018. Leicester City's run a year ago was pure joy to watch. Now, it's a lot closer to pure agony. I'm John Feinstein.
Whether you're a tech entrepreneur or a store owner, you make choices that are specific to your business needs. The Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Liner Printers provide you with the options that support your creativity and workload. From invoices to presentations, Canon Maxify Printers help you accomplish more with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Five times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lymon was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. Pros also know there's a better way to save. From March 2nd through March 8th at Lowe's, pro customers can get 10% off their first in-store purchase with a new Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Offer subject to credit approval, $2,000 maximum discount, U.S. only.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in music history.
This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London. This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000.
This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack. Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut. Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Windy City Bulls. Get tickets at WindyCityBulls.com.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. The Wolves are home Saturday at 7 for an American Girl Night giveaway, and Sunday at 3 for Superhero Day. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The greatest rivalry in sports resumes today as the Cubs and White Sox play in Mesa. Brett Anderson versus Lucas Giolito. First pitch at 2:05. Johan Moncada gets his first start, and the Cubs will bat Schwarber, Bryant, and Rizzo 1-2-3 for the first time ever. In hockey, the Blackhawks trail Minnesota by 1 point in the West. They're off today and tomorrow. They host Pittsburgh on Wednesday. Earlier today, the team reassigned Lars Johansson to Rockford. Elsewhere in the NHL, the Wild acquired Martin Hansel and Ryan White from Arizona, and the Lightning sent goalie Ben Bishop to the Kings. AHL, the Wolves beat Iowa 4-3 in overtime. In the NBA, the Bulls, they've won 4 in a row, and they're 6th in the East, tied with Indiana. They host Denver tomorrow night. Michael Carter-Williams, Paul Zipser will not play. Also in the NBA, Joakim Noah, he's all set to undergo season-ending knee surgery. Tonight, the Cavs host the Bucks. LeBron is questionable due to an illness. Atlanta travels to Boston, and the Pacers play at Houston. NFL news, Ian Rappaport reporting the Bears most likely will not franchise Alshon Jeffrey for 2017. He'll become a free agent on March 9th. And former Bears coach Mark Trestman is headed back to the CFL. He'll become the head coach for the Toronto Argonauts. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Everyone's favorite trivia game is back. Play Sip, Scratch, Score at Dunkin' Donuts. Enjoy a large hot or iced coffee or an extra large hot coffee and play for a chance to win your Dunkin' favorites. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Bernstein and Goff with you on Sports Radio 670 WSCR. The Score. Bruce Levine joins us from the desert at 2. Just out in the desert. He's not even watching baseball. Yeah. He's just wandering around eating scorpions. Brad and members of the Scorpions. Brad Evans at 3. He is Yahoo's college basketball writer. Oh, so yeah. He'll talk about that. Hub Arkish 440 with Bears and NFL stuff. We'll do It's On at 5:30, and there will be surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. Text brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein underscore Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein. We are video streaming. Hello. Hi. Hi, people.
Hey. Hey,
hello.
How you doing?
Yeah. Brian Gertz is the director of the web stream, which you can see at our Facebook page, Facebook Live, and at watch670thescore.com.
What's your favorite speed limit out there? I hope it's somewhere around 70 or something. What is it?
I am hardcore. I like to go as fast as possible.
Ooh, I like that answer.
Rob Gronkowski wandering, doing his pit crawl, or what do they call it, or pit walk. Mm. Or whatever. And okay. He went one way, and Waltrip went the other way, and they both had microphones. And Waltrip was trying to talk to drivers. He ends up talking to
Chicks.
Larry the Cable Guy. And then, of course, immediately, Gronk finds the Monster Energy girls, who are there promoting Monster Energy, which is the new NASCAR sponsor. And that's Kurt Busch's sponsor. And she said, I think Kurt Busch is going to win. And he said, that's a good pick. I'm going with Kurt Busch, too. So they end up getting it right. But he's trying to get her to say 69.
69 touchdown.
Jesus. That's what he was trying to do.
Yeah, he'll be that way until it isn't cute anymore. But, he's a young, good-looking, rich dude. And he likes women. So
yes, he does.
He's going to be Rob Gronkowski.
Posting pictures of himself with porn stars.
Look what I did. She's wearing my jersey. I don't get that part. Just the miles on it. Just, hey, what are you going
to
do?
Well, actually, you're more likely to I mean, they have to test,
Yo, no, soy fiesta.
I understand. No. I'm talking about the actual miles, like the usage rate.
She was only like 24.
When do you think they start doing it at 21?
No, but okay, practice makes perfect, right? It's not like anything.
Get on to the next person.
I'm just saying the usage rate.
You're
worried about minutes load,
right? Exactly. Right?
You get to that 40,000 minutes.
It's that Russell Westbrook usage rate.
What do they say? The 28,000 total minutes is where the drop off.
The decline,
starts to occur.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying. Nah. You gotta be careful out here.
Nah, I think you're all right.
No.
Put about like a minutes limit, just to make sure.
Something limit.
Oh, God. Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
And the Oscar goes to O.J. Made in America. Ezra Edelman and Caroline Waterloo.
Oh, what? Now I'm not supposed to make an O.J. joke? O.J., you get an extra slice of bologna on your sandwich tonight. Almost midway through the broadcast, the crowd turned on Kimmel with an absolutely tasteless joke about our beloved OJ.
I laughed. I knew not everybody in that crowd would laugh.
Why, is OJ popular in that crowd?
No, I mean, it's two people got murdered. Domestic violence.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's making a joke at the expense of the murderer, not at the expense of the victims.
Understood. But,
I guess. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
And the Academy Award.
Oh.
For Best Picture.
I don't know.
Well, like I say, my buddy Clint Eastwood and the one about where he plays both the good and the bad and the ugly.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
I give it a 6.
That was something.
Extraordinary.
That was something, man.
An Oscars moment right there, forever and ever and ever.
And I immediately thought it was first, you get two octogenarians out there and you think that they screwed up. You think you blame it on old people. It wasn't their fault, really, unless one of them should have known that they'd gotten a second copy of the Best Actress card.
Yeah, but if you get Emma Stone's name for La La Land, you know that Emma Stone isn't the winner of the Best Picture.
Right.
So, you know,
you might say, are we sure this is right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then what you don't do, too, if you're Dick Tracy, is hand it off to the lady next to you.
I'm not reading this.
Yeah,
because he knew something was wrong.
He did, yeah.
Right?
He's like, hey, you read this. Hey, go
Faye,
ahead.
All you.
Right. And, you know, they're both up there looking super dry and like they're being propped up like there's a peg in their back and they're just on a kickstand. It was just awkward and weird. And shout out to the La La Land guys who immediately was like, and we lost, apparently. And then they say, Moonlight guys, come on up. We're not joking. It turned from a surreal moment to an awkward moment to a, you know, a
human
cool moment.
Yeah, people, yeah, are, yeah. They're just trying to see how they handle themselves.
That is, dude, your crowning glory, like of your career, maybe your life. And that happens.
Well, PricewaterhouseCoopers took the hit, too.
Yes, they did.
They came out and they said, that was on us. It is our job to get the right envelope to the right person, and here's where we have the redundancies, and this is what happened, and it's a bad look for them.
So I was the only guy in the transition that saw Moonlight. There are a lot of people
nobody
who didn't
in that
see
room saw it.
Nah, that's not true.
Nobody got the joke. I haven't seen it either. But if you go back... And that's when Twitter had this little micro explosion because he made some joke about like the happy ending or something. It's like, yeah, well, there was that the one at the end of, I forgot, there was some joke about endings of movies. Mm-hmm. And then he made a reference to, yeah, like in the one in the middle of Moonlight. As if there was...
Oh, the happy ending.
Right.
Yes.
So, and then
yes.
And nobody laughed. And he kind of made it, he looked around and then all Twitter was like, nobody in that room saw Moonlight. Nobody knows what he's talking about. Yeah. No, I have it. We have it. We just haven't watched it yet.
You should watch.
I know. I'm going to. I always watch the Best Picture.
I thought it was outstanding. I thought it had no chance of winning the Best Picture.
We saw Lion yesterday.
They shot in 3 days. Shot the movie in 3 days for $1.5 million.
We went to see Lion.
Okay.
That's
Dev Patel takes you somewhere, man. He is.
No, it's the kid, Sonny Pawar.
Oh, is that the kid that was in the audience?
8-year-old kid. Okay. He is a revelation. And that movie, because it's a true story, and it is, especially at the end when you're then shown, it's like at the end of Argo when they show you the real people, but even heavier and more emotional when they show you the actual Saru Brierley.
I'm gonna check it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy. And it's after 2 hours, you've been through a lot.
With all these damn movies,
you've been
though.
Through a lot.
I'm not a guy that likes musicals because I don't live in a world where people just break out in song, you know? I don't live in a world where things are happening, all of a sudden you're at a table, and next thing you know, somebody's tap dancing on the table because of how good the shrimp is. So
it happens in our house all the time. Yeah. Look, when your kids are older, you will find creative ways to annoy them by singing and dancing in front of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just inspired.
I don't know. My dad didn't do that. So I don't know if my dad's going. Well, exactly. Your parents aren't my parents. Yes. So I don't know if I'm going to break out.
I never knew what I was coming home to.
Yeah? No, I always knew. My sister loved musicals. Loved them as a kid. I hated them. So I got no interest in seeing La La Land.
Don't see La La Land.
Yeah, I got no interest in seeing it.
Hate La La Land.
No, and I wanted, 14 nominations? They took home, what, 7, 6? I mean, they did all right. But I still can't believe Moonlight won Best Picture. Still can't. After seeing, what, 5 of the movies? I'll say this, too, because I bounced it off my lady just to make sure I wasn't being the normal jerk that I am. But Hidden Figures was decent, was good. The story is phenomenal. You see what those ladies went through and how they were depended upon and how they were, you know, undervalued. But the movie was just okay to me. The movie had kind of a Disney vibe where it was like, oh, everything happens. So, you know, in the end, and they didn't want to get too harsh. And it was kind of like when I saw 42 and I'm like, this sucks. take me to that place. Like, that's all movies are for me is take... explain the story and drop me in the middle of it, make me feel like I'm eavesdropping. And I didn't feel like I was eavesdropping on Jackie Robinson's life.
You felt like you were watching people act.
Right. I also am like, I'm pretty sure Jackie got called the N-word a couple of times in his life. I'm not clamoring for it, but I'm like, make it real for me. Mm-hmm. And Hidden Figures did it kind of. Now, I never have a problem looking at Taraji P. Henson or Janelle Monáe, but man, Hidden Figures, it's like, all right, I guess. You know,
okay.
If I want to, you know, stay in the community, I'll say I liked it. But other than that, but Moonlight, though, I'm telling you now, brother. That's why when you said Manchester by the Sea took you to a place, and Moonlight will take you to a pretty, pretty dark place.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. I went through a Lion is an ordeal.
Yeah,
so you come out as whew. You're all over the world, and it's the poverty and the misery. The first half is right out of Charles Dickens, but it's true. It's all real. It happened. Like,
That's what makes it resonate more.
And this is what happened to me last year, that after I saw Spotlight. After I saw Spotlight, you go on Twitter, and you see the actors' accounts, you know, Mark Ruffalo and, Rachel McAdams, mm-hmm. everybody mm-hmm. involved. And then you look at the Twitter feeds of their actual counterparts, the real people they played.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's Mike Resendez. There's mm-hmm. Sacha Pfeiffer. Mm-hmm. These are the actual people. There's Marty Baron.
Right.
And
they've watched a portion of their life.
And they have like, you actually see the portion of their life, but they've got like a fraction of a percentage of the following. Like, these are the real people.
Right.
And I did the same thing where, you know, Dev Patel's got however many million, and the real guy, the actual Saru Brierley, has 440 followers.
Because he's not a Twitter person.
That's him.
Right. No, I got you.
That's his life.
I got you.
He's the guy it happened to.
Follow him,
that's
please.
That's what the book is about.
Bernsie campaigning for people's Twitter followers.
No, but I'm just saying, it's just amazing to me.
You want to do Twitter better? Follow the actual guy.
Yeah,
I got you.
I mean, maybe they're just not interesting. It's possible that Saru Brierley has had this incredible story and he's just not entertaining or interesting.
Or it's all out of him.
Right, that's it.
His story sucked it out
of
him.
I loved it, and now you don't want to hear my observations, right? It's me.
He's doing your New York Times recluse.
Dev Patel's partying with models in London, and this guy's, you know, sitting in Hobart, Tasmania.
There it is.
Or is it Hobart? I know in Indiana.
Indiana's Hobart, right?
Hobart. I think Tasmania is Hobart.
That's kind of like the people in Madison. Some of the people want to be referred to as Madison.
Madison.
Yeah.
I've never Madison, heard. Madison, or Matson.
Yeah, and I get all three of them wrong every time.
As far as I know, whatever Tony says is fine.
There it is.
It's up to him.
312-644-6767 is the phone up at the top of the hour. Bruce Levine. That's not all that happened this weekend, though. I participate. Well, I didn't participate, but I watched something that I never really watched. And I actually enjoyed it. So I want to talk to you about that next.
It wasn't golf.
Damn it, don't try to do it on the air. It's what we call a tease. And the people will come back to see me naked on watch670thescore.com.
That's a fantastic idea.
There it is.
It makes me a little creeped out, but that's apparently what we're doing. Bernstein and Goff, keep it here. You got the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Your creativity was hard at work when you first had the vision to start your own business. It's with that inspiration in mind, Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers were designed to help you reveal the creativity of your small business. The Canon Maxify printer lineup provides you with the options to best showcase your ideas with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify. Maxify printers, your business is yours to make.
Auto Show Nissan Bonus Cash Plus. Nissan just announced 0% APR for 72 months on 6 model lines. Altima, Sentra, Rogue, Murano, Leaf, and Maxima. Plus, get no payments for 90 days. Drive home in a brand new Nissan Sentra markdown price for only $14,464 or a brand new Nissan Rogue markdown to $19,215. Want to drive home in a Nissan Altima? Buy now at a markdown price of $18,390. Hurry to Woodfield Nissan at 700 West Higgins Road in Hoffman Estates or WoodfieldNissan.com today. Amount off MSRP may not reflect actual selling price on select models. Example of savings on a 2016 Nissan Titan XD, model number 56816, stock number 3619692 or more available at this offer. Sentra model number 12017, Rogue model number 22117, Altima model number 13117.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com as well. I am fully closed, so I did not pay off on that tease. But Dan Bernstein, you know, I don't watch much racing. But at around lap...
You watch Daytona.
But at around lap 80 or so, I tuned in because there's this Sunday... like spidey sense that went off, like there should be sports on. I should be watching something, but
right.
I'm like, what am I not doing right now that I'm supposed to be doing? And I look at the kid, I'm like, all right, he's still alive, so I've got that down. Look at the lady, she smiled and waved me off. I'm like, all right, we're cool there.
That sounds like a perfectly good like couch nap.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Doze off into that half nap. Half
I was
awake.
There. I was there from lap around 80. I stayed for about 30, 40 laps, and then I came back. No, I stayed 25 laps, somewhere around
weren't
there.
Weren't they all running into each other the whole time?
This is the thing. I stick around to hear terms and phrases, because I don't watch NASCAR. It's terms and phrases. I learned what a parachute was. When a guy, the portion around the guy's wheel flaps open because maybe, you know, you're trading paint with somebody, right, or something happens, and it was how it was slowing down one of the cars. The crew chief to driver talk is phenomenal. Jeff Gordon and whoever the hell else was on the broadcast did a terrific job for me, a casual fan. And then the last 20 laps where I'm sitting there like, all right, I'm here. I'm here now. And I also got to see a stage victory as well. I got to see, I believe, the stage 2 victory where guys were out there doing, you know, what we talked to Scott about, how it's like the CBA stuff where they want to make the stages and the races more interesting because guys were just falling back and allowing things to happen when they knew they had the points wrapped up.
They know what they're doing with the TV production, too. But
yes,
I'll tell you,
do.
You have not lived until you've heard a national broadcast of NASCAR on the radio. And maybe you probably got it in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like when I initially heard it, when they were handing over, there's a guy in it, there's a main guy quarterbacking the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a play-by-play guy in every corner. And it's handed off and handed off and handed off. And
so it's
all
like golf on steroids.
Yeah, but fast.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, you know, let's go to turn
right,
two.
Right,
let's go to
right.
turn three. And it's so descriptive. It's so fast. But a cool story about the NASCAR telecasts that a friend of mine heard this because he was friends with some of the guys at Pixar.
Okay.
And when they were starting, before they made Cars, the Pixar guys did a bunch of sit-ins in the truck for NASCAR broadcasts. And they wanted to see, because they wanted it to look real for the movie Cars. They wanted it to look, mm-hmm. you know, they mm-hmm. just they wanted to get the sense of it. And at one point, there was a, you know, there are remote cameras that are right on the track that sit right there. And there's one that came loose. And it was jittering as the cars went by. And the director
wanted that.
Well, no, the TV director got on his, and he wanted to send an engineer down. He said, look, we need to tighten up the bolts on that camera. And afterward, the movie guy said, you know what? If I were you, I don't want to tell you how to do your job. He said, if I were you, I would loosen the bolts on the other cameras. He said, because there was this cinematic value of getting that little vibration gave you the sense.
It's a terrific sound sport, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had the subwoofer all the way up. I'm sure everyone around me was angry at me, but I was.
Yeah, hockey's pretty good, though, for a sound sport.
Yeah,
though.
But I'm talking about
hard to beat hockey.
That rumble. That rumble is something like I've never experienced before. And the final 15 laps or so, and guys are running out of gas. I'm sitting
literally like, running out of gas.
Chase Elliott's like, I don't have gas anymore, guys. I'll catch you later. And then Larson does the same thing. Yeah, exactly. And then Kurt Busch is sitting there. I watched Kyle Busch wreck and take Redhead Jesus out, Dale Earnhardt. It was a fun event.
Was everybody worried about him as soon as he's out because of his head?
And I will say this. I will treat it like golf. Going forward, the big races I will watch. I won't watch everyone, but okay. I'll watch. I'm in.
I want to grab this real quick. Eric and Champagne, you're on the score. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. About the Oscars you were talking about, that reminded me of when Marissa Tomei won the
Best Supporting Jack Actress. Palance, right? There was put it to rest, but there was always some urban myth that she didn't actually win.
Yeah, I could see how that could possibly happen. But, you know, I know, Dan, you loved Hell or High Water, and that and Hacksaw Ridge were the two best movies that I saw that were on that list. They were great. But I wanted to mention about Illinois basketball being down here in Champaign. I think this team has kind of painted Josh Whitman into a corner now. If they keep winning these games, what's he going to do at this point? He's going to fire a guy up there. They win six of the last seven in the Big Ten and they do in the tournament.
We're going to top 10 class coming in, too.
Eric, at 3 o'clock, we're going to talk to Brad Evans of Yahoo about that and more. And coming up, Bruce Levine has baseball stuff with the Cubs and Sox getting ready to get underway. And
Watch both.
Yeah,
MLB Network had a little Cubs-Rockies action, and of course, Sox-Rockies, and of course the Cubs infiltrated the crib on Saturday and Sunday as well.
Yep, we're starting to get the vibes back in the house. The baseball vibes are starting to soak in.
It's like Len had a key. Len just comes in, makes a sandwich
in
your crib.
I'm here.
Right, exactly.
How are you?
How you doing, Len? Put on some pants
back
next time.
Hi, guys. Bruce Levine next on The Score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley, live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
You're always going to get the best meals from the best ingredients, and sometimes you just don't find yourself with the time or the inclination or sometimes the motivation to actually menu plan and drive around and get the best stuff. Well, that's where Blue Apron comes in, because it all comes right to you, and it's less than $10 per person per meal. And just this morning, before my daughter left for school, she was already talking about the meal that she's going to make tonight, because she's going to get it started. She and her brother are going to essentially cook it for themselves, because they can follow a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old can follow these instructions. And when they get done with it, the kitchen is often a mess, but the meal looks exactly like it does on the card. And they're doing sort of a shepherd's pie kind of thing tonight that just looks amazing, where it is beef and lamb and vegetables and mushrooms and this savory gravy. And then instead of using mashed potatoes on the top, they're using very thinly sliced roasted russet potatoes to form a crust over the top. So I may have to dive in with a spoon and invade some of that. But Blue Apron brings all these recipes to you, and there's all sorts of stuff. You can manage everything online, all kinds of variety and flexibility and ease, and you can check it out. You'll love it. Check out the menu, and how about this? Get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Dan. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. Our family has loved these for a while now. They're tremendous. BlueApron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lymon was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born.
Your creativity was hard at work when you first had the vision to start your own business. It's with that inspiration in mind, Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers were designed to help you reveal the creativity of your small business. The Canon Maxify printer lineup provides you with the options to best showcase your ideas with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.